Chuck Reagan or the musician?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to a bonus episode of Sapnin Podcast featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, and this podcast is simply a remedy with trusty cords to drag your body to a state of grace.
I would love to get some boiling water and tip it over you. This week's guests are the infamous, infamous, that makes him sound like evil, the inspirational Chuck Reagan and Chris Cresswell of the brilliant Hot Water Music.
Yes, one of punk's most celebrated bands, Hot Water Music, have been releasing inspirational records and motivating new artists for the last 30 years. Vocalist Chuck Reagan is an absolute icon and visionary to so many people in this scene alone. Pretty much all your favorite emo, American singer, blue-collar songwriters have taken stuff from his work. And this past summer saw the band travel endlessly with touring, playing festivals in support of their new studio album, Feel the Void, on Equal Vision Records. And back at Slam Dunk Festival 2022, we got the chance to sit down with Chuck and the band's latest recruit, Chris Cresswell, who a lot of you will know as the vocalist and guitarist for the Flatliners, in what was supposed to be a little 10-minute festival check-in for our Slam Dunk episode, but turned into much more. As soon as we sat down with these two, we felt a real unexpected connection and just had a real candid conversation about life, music, and the industry as if we weren't recording. The energy kind of just felt after this was really strong and wanted to keep it back for its own release, so thought we'd drop it as an extra midweek treat for you to dive into. Two individuals were so important to modern punk music, waving that flag, and just a hell of a time, Sean.
Yes, I remember we were sitting there backstage at Slam Dunk. So, let's break the curtain. Let's pull back the curtain for people. Let's
breaking kayfabe.
So backstage at Slam Dunk, when I say backstage, it isn't actually behind the stages. It's just a tent in the VIP section where the press section is that bands walk into and they come in. They normally find out what their schedule is and have a PR person who takes them to whoever they're talking to. So I remember sitting there, and at the time, I didn't know we were about to talk to Hot Water Music. And then I saw Chuck Reagan come in with Chris, and I was like, oh, that looks like Chuck Reagan from Hot Water Music. And then all of a sudden, he sat down at our table, and I was like, what the fuck? Are we? I didn't even know we're doing this. And it was fucking, it was amazing. And the thing is, I was so shocked that it was happening that my mind went blank when it came to asking all the music questions. I was like, that's Chuck Reagan. All I could think in my head was, that's Chuck Reagan. That's mad. But yeah, we had a fucking fantastic chat with Chuck and Chris. Thank you again to those two boys. It's a very, very cool, inspirational chat. Like I did just now, pulls back the curtain on more of the industry. So yeah, thanks again to Chuck and Chris. This was a fucking blast.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot of just little things about people's crew and not seeing each other on the road for such a long time, and just the little details that go in and out and everything shows how much these two mean to people. Because in that press tent after this interview was done, there were loads of high people within the industry making sure they were saying hi and getting photos and stuff. With these two, they've got a lot of friends, and you're going to find out why. And just a quick reminder before we get into this bonus conversation that this podcast in particular and the whole thing wouldn't be possible without our Patreon page at patreon.com/Sapnin. If you like even more bonus episodes of the podcast, there's plenty we put up on there. So go and check out patreon.com/Sapnin. To get access, exclusive access to those, and meet a lot of your new best friends in our wonderful community of people, meeting up at gigs, festivals, and everything else in between. But without any further ado, this is Chuck Reagan and Chris Creswell on Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
Fucking Chuck, bye!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sapnin!
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 Yes! Yes, we're backstage here at Slam Dunk Festival 2022, and we're joined by Hot Water Music. How are you?
No, we're doing well.
We're fine, but how are you?
Yes. Well, no one's asked that, to be fair.
How are you?
That's very kind and considerate, so thank you.
Nicest band so far.
Yeah, nicest band so far, actually, yeah. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I wasn't listening for your answer.
How are you? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fucking dicks. Yeah, we're all right. Stuck in this warm tent that's just beaming in here. But yeah good otherwise, yeah.
We did Leeds yesterday.
Yes.
And we were in the press tent for so long that I only got to watch two bands.
Oh, yeah.
So it's being a busy one. But sun's out here in Hatfield, so it's going to be good. But yeah, how is your Slam Dunk experience being so far?
Well, it's been wonderful. It's a quick turn for us. We flew over for just these two shows.
Oh, wow.
Creswell's actually here with the Flatliners, playing other shows and on tour.
Thank you so much for mentioning the band. Yes, we've been here playing gigs, Glasgow, Bristol, London, met up with the Gator guys and Hot Water Music. To play two big Slam Dunk shows. Feels good. I'm double dipping, double duty. Twice as tired. Having twice as much fun, though.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's It's an honor to be here. It's a pleasure for us. I mean, we're can't stress it enough. I mean, I think it goes unsaid, like the past couple years have been terrible.
Oh, yeah.
In the music world.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a struggle for not only musicians, and it's important for us to always acknowledge, like, there are so many people in this industry that make this happen that you do not see their names on T-shirts or on marquees or on the stage, that have just as much relevance and importance in making all of this work. And it's been tough for all of us. And I'm talking about the crew guys, you guys, the stage hands, the bus drivers, like, you name it. Everybody's been having a tough time. So for this to actually come to fruition, finally open up, is a very beautiful and liberating thing for all of us.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When you've been a band as long as you have as well, you've met and seen so many different faces and people in the industry. So when you come to a festival like this and you're playing on the stage with a lot of bands you've toured with, obviously, like, there's people in the crew, there's people in production that you've known really personally over these years. It must feel like a celebration in a lot of ways.
Yeah, very much. Like, it's... For us, we always called it kind of like these mini family reunions because there's, you know, this band has been going for 28 years now. And for many of those years, we've been on all these festivals all over the world, from the States to over here. And there's a lot of these bands that are back here right now that were on these festivals, in when we started, so in so many ways we've grown up together, like, outside of, you know, our normal lives, I guess this is normal life, but outside of our family lives or our neighborhoods. So,
yeah,
it's special.
Yeah, I'm sure. And just, like, who in particular on this festival are some of those friends that you haven't seen in quite a while, some of those other bands?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Pennywise, for years, we've, like, on Warped Tour, we were with them, you know. Alexis on Fire, of course. The Bronx are dear old friends of ours. I mean...
Yeah, wasn't Brad from the Bronx in... He was in another band that went on tour with...
Christensen.
Right. So, like, Brad from the Bronx first... I think he said his first tour overseas was... In that band opening for Hot Water years and years ago. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The Suicide Machines, you know, I mean, like, I could go down the list. So
read my mind.
so many of these bands that we, I mean, we not only get along with, but bands that we respect. And you know, we've all made sacrifices, you know, to do, you know, what we do and to be here. But again, I can't stress it enough. It's not about just the bands. When I say the bands, and I'm talking about the entire camp, you know, because there's tour managers and there's, you know, like the Dropkick Murphys, for instance, there's tour managers and there's road crew that have been out there for 30 years as well.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing them all these times, and there's just as much of important as anybody that people are coming to to see.
What kept you sane during the madness that was COVID? What was there anything that kept you sane, or did you go mad?
No, I mean, a little bit in the beginning. We lost a lot of shows, but I do a lot of work when I'm home. And I lost a little bit of that work, but then it picked up again, and I had plenty of work. I had a little bit different COVID experience than most people, you know. I have a young boy. We have a family. So since my boy wasn't in school, I was just... actually able to spend a lot more time with my son than I normally would be. So for me, it was a very special, special time. I wasn't complaining at all.
That's good to hear, because the amount of people we've spoke to have said, like, they nearly went mad or they hated it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's not because of what was going on in the world, but because I was able to finally be home for an entire summer. The summer of 2020 was... It was a really great summer, you know, because I feel like when you're in the position of being in a band or working on the crew or whatever, any kind of industry where you have to travel a lot for work, if we're out on the road and we have to cancel a show because someone's sick, there's nothing you can do about that. But there's still this self-imposed guilt trip, maybe. They're like, well, I'm the one that got sick. We can't play the show. I lost my voice, et cetera, et cetera. But when everything kind of shut down, everyone that does what we do, and more industries again, like, we're forced to just stop. So there was no, like, guilt really involved. It was just, like, so novel, and everyone's trying to figure it out. It was ironic to me that the first summer I was home for in 12 years, I wasn't allowed to see anybody. You know, it was nice. Like, my alone time skyrocketed. My wife's alone time plummeted. So, but we're doing all right. We're doing all right.
Nice.
But it was. There were these silver linings to it. Now, obviously, no one was, like, untouched by the tragedy of it and, like, the disparity of it and everything. But I think at the very least, even because music and all these things, like, disappeared so in the way we all know it, in such a huge way that a lot of us were forced just to, like, figure something else out in the meantime. And there's a part of me that wonders how many of those bands are going to come back. Because you got to believe that some are kind of like, you know what? I'm out, you know? Like, I mean, and I don't blame them for doing it, because, like, the way touring can be, it can be so relentless. It can be so ruthless. Not every single aspect of going on the road is totally cool, thumbs up all the time. Like, it's a grind. So I could imagine for some people, they're just like, you know what? I've done my time. Like, and maybe, you know, like, Chuck, like, in your position, like, being able to spend more time with their family, some people, I think, are making that hard decision, you know? So lucky for us. And for a lot of bands, like, we're still able to kind of, we're able to get back to it now, and it feels really special, you know?
Yeah, and on a positive note, I mean, like, we took some of that time and started devoting it to writing, and some of that went smooth, some of it was really tough, I felt like, you know, these guys, we ended up writing and recording Feel the Void, a new record, and that we're out supporting now. And throughout that time, I mean, there was a moment where there was nothing going on. And then all of a sudden, you know, I had work lined up and I was busy and family life and everything. And it was kind of a push-pull thing with me trying to find time to devote. Yeah. And it was a challenge, but we made it happen, you know. And so I mean, I kind of look back on the whole shutdown, that whole situation, and I will always mark it with our new record and the time that I was able to spend with my family. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Is there anything, like, from all those experiences now that has made you want to kind of have a certain goal, or anything that you really want to try and do or have missed it in particular?
It's a good question. It puts things in perspective a lot, you know, like, the things that you would maybe, that you, if you're touring all the time, for instance, get really accustomed to, the things that don't really make a huge, like, it's easy for people to have a bad day on tour and let little things get to them. But now I feel like, at least for myself, it's been a refresher in the perspective department of just kind of like, we're all back to doing it. Like, let's do things the right way. Let's treat each other well. Let's make sure that, like Chuck said too, like the folks, like, working these festivals or any club show or the bartender at the bar you're having dinner at before the show, all that stuff, like, everyone is affected by what happened, right? So, like, it's hard to imagine quickly going back to a world where you're taking all of that for granted after we've all seen how far and wide it really spiderwebs, you know? And it's kind of a more general answer, I feel like, to your question, but it's just kind of like, even like going to a shitty Weatherspoons before the show, you're like, all right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone's back. I don't know. It's like, I'm trying my best to just kind of be real, like remind myself that like it was just proven that all this could be taken away like that. So let's like treat each other well. Let's make sure we're all here for the right reasons, you know, and hopefully we can just hang on to it again, you know. It's,
I think that's what it was for me too. I realized like how fragile like our the fabric of our society really is, like for something like that, and it, you know, to just disrupt the entire cadence of all our lives like across the world, right? And it made me realize like for one how important it is to for one be as self-sufficient as possible, because you never know when you're going to need that self-sufficiency. But for two, to really cherish the moments that we have, you know, in sharing music, in being a part of these music communities across the world that have taken us in, and just really acknowledging, you know, like how much work goes in, you know, from everybody to make it happen, and really appreciate it, cherish it, you know, and know that it could all be gone tomorrow. And I mean, I honestly, I feel like we've always thought that way, and we've always played that way. You like, to me, Hot Water, I mean, our shows are intense. Like, we've always played every show like it was our last. And, you know, we've had those moments before where we thought this could be our very last show. And so might as well give them hell, give it everything we got. And, but, you know, things like that happen and you just realize we have no idea when we're not going to be doing this anymore, so we might as well live it up and give it our best.
Yeah. Nice.
No, for sure.
Well, yeah, you mentioned these two like UK exclusive shows, right? So what's next? What are you doing next? Are you going to Europe after this, or is it flying back?
We fly home. You have more shows.
I got one set tonight, and then I'm clocking out for, that's it for me. Yeah, that's it for me. Yeah, so I'm going home tomorrow too.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. So we'll be in the sky. And next weekend, we'll be in Denver and Fort Collins.
U.S. shows.
Followed by California.
We're doing California. We're doing a Jersey show with the Bouncing Souls.
That's right.
He's going to be playing two bands out there.
Stoked for the summer.
It's a bit of a Cresswell move, but, you know, whatever.
Actually, it's an old Reagan move.
It's a Reagan move. Yeah, just a bunch of shows, and we'll be back in the UK in October.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Sam I Am,
Boy Sets Fire.
Nice.
And Be Well. So we got a couple weeks, some UK, a lot of Europe stuff. That's in October. After that, we got a few kind of random things. And what's pretty exciting, what's kind of blowing us away that we realized not long ago, is August of 2024 is actually Hot Water Music's 30-year anniversary.
Wow. So,
with how long things take to happen, we're already, even though we're out here supporting a new record, we're already talking about, well, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because
it's going to be some sort of big event.
It's kind of right around the corner. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any little things already that you've like kind of discussed with that, or?
I mean, we're always writing, you know, here and there, and we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, we're just day by day. Right now, we're just focused on getting home and getting to these next shows in Denver. And yeah, baby steps.
But it must be so surreal to look back and think that you've been doing this and the band has been going for 30 years. I mean, obviously there's been a lot of different versions and evolutions of the band and whatnot, but just to think that Hot Water Music has been a thing for that long, and you obviously come into events like this and you're seeing that connection, must blow your mind when you actually like have that time to look back.
It's wild. I mean, I'm so thankful and appreciative that people care enough to keep us here and stay involved. And granted, you know, I mean, no, we respect the fact that that most bands don't ever make it like this far, you know. And you know, for any young bands out there who are wondering how, there's no magic trick. There's nothing fancy about it other than just putting your head down and working, focusing. Communication is probably the biggest key, especially when dealing with band members. As band members grow old and mature and change.
Join other bands.
Join other bands. You know, ideals, outlooks, goals change, right? And if you're not open and honest with your brothers and your sisters in that band, sooner or later you're going to hit a roadblock, you know? And sometimes that may explode in your face. Sometimes it may kind of shake a band up to evaluate themselves and figure out whether they want to go on or not. For us, we went through breakups. We've lost homes. We've lost dogs, relationships. We've made a lot of sacrifices to continue. For the love of the music, for the love of each other, and the love of our supporters. And, you know, it is wild, you know, but I do understand that, you know, we made this choice a long time ago to follow a path in music. And some people are cut out for it. Some people aren't. And you never really know until, you know, you're sitting at a table with your buds 30 years later talking about it on a microphone.
Honestly. But you, being so open about that, like, what other advice would you give to a band today? Like, what's one thing that you wish you would have known all those years ago?
Oh, well, we won't get into the what I wish I would have done. That's a very, we would be here a long time.
Okay.
If there was any advice, it would be very simple. Treat people with respect. Treat people the way you want to be treated. It doesn't matter if they're a famous rock star that you look up to or the guy sitting in a chair at the gate, right? Everyone is on the same team. We're all here for the same reason. And I would say, do your best not to find yourself separating yourself from everyone else that's here working. You're not better than anyone else. You are all the same. We are all the same. We're on the same team. And, you know, I think just trying to keep humility, stay humble, work hard, put your head down, even if it's not pleasant at times. If it's a choice, if it's something that you want to do, if you believe in it, if you dream it, like, anything is possible. It may not be easy and you're going to suffer at times. You need to respect the fact that, you know, you may be a band that's only going to play for 50 people for the rest of your life. But, hey, if you want to play music, that to me is a huge success. If you have the opportunity to play for the rest of your life to anyone, that's a massive success. So,
I think like a band's livelihood is completely in the hands of their fans. It always has been, you know? Like, so even like the biggest bands in the world, their livelihood is 100% in the hands of their fan base. Now, their fan base is much bigger than a smaller band's, obviously, but in addition to like treating each other well, as far as, you know, like my biggest piece of advice is just don't be a dick to anyone. Doesn't mean like you're in a band, don't be dicks to other bands. Don't be a dick to anybody, because word will travel fast. And in addition to that, like, I think a band cherishing their fan base and really, like, I mean, I think it's okay for a band to challenge their fan base musically if they want their fan base to grow with them as we all do all the time, like just as people, and then in addition to that, playing music, and you grow as a music fan and a musician, your fan base can grow with you, but there's, I think it's important to cherish that, because like it could all go away, you know, just so quickly. And I don't know, I mean, like that, and also I mean, yeah, just get some more sleep, so you don't just space the hell out like I did right there. No, but yeah, just don't be a dick. Yeah, you know, yeah, because like Chuck's right, we're all the same. We're all here for the same reason. Like, if people like that band's song a little more than yours, doesn't mean your band sucks. You don't have to like have a chip on your shoulder about it. Just like, you just gotta hit the gig. And if there's people there, like you gotta thank those people for being there. It's up to them. You know,
drink more water than booze.
That's what happened to me. I did. Yeah.
Nice. Do more yoga than staying up all night long.
Yeah, but you can't do yoga that much on a tour bus. It's really hard to.
It's
kind
tough.
Of, yeah, that is tough.
It's tough.
Well, guys, honestly, I really appreciate how open and honest you've been during this conversation.
Oh, no worries.
Absolutely loved it. You mentioned the new album. Is there anything else in terms of just things people should look forward to coming up now? I mean, obviously, you mentioned a lot of touring, but is there any little things, any little nuances that people should maybe keep an eye out for?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be working on a new solo record. I know.
Flatliners got a new record coming out this summer in August called New Ruin. Always a couple tricks up our sleeves, you know? Yeah. Always.
We play music. We write music. We record it. We enjoy it. We'd love people to hear it.
Man, that's it.
Please, please listen to it. We need it. So
please.
Nice. Yeah. So, thank you so much, guys. I've loved this. Thank you. Thank you
no
very much.
No worries, man. Thanks for having us. Yeah. Cheers.
You're listening to Sappy Podcast.
Yes. Woo! What? How did we? How were we allowed near Chuck Reagan and Chris Cresswell of Artwork Music? I do not know. But yeah, like you said in the intro, the amount of artists and label people and management people who were also blown away by the fact that Chuck Reagan and Hot Water Music were just milling about was fantastic. I think a lot of people forget how important Hot Water Music, or not forget, maybe don't even know. So hopefully this podcast shines a light on how much some of your favorite bands absolutely fucking love Hot Water Music.
Literally. Literally, shout out to our friend Mark for helping us with this. And we were just ecstatic that we thought we were going to be getting 10 minutes with them for our Slam Dunk episode earlier on in the summer. But the fact that we just kind of hit it off and the conversation just kept flowing and it became much longer than that meant a lot to us. We wanted to put it out of its own like separate identity, which is why you listen to it now. And we'd absolutely love to have both of them back on the podcast for separate episodes or whatever in the future. So fingers crossed that can happen. A little reminder that their new album, Feel the Void, is out now. Absolutely banging album. Lots of great punk tunes for you to check out. And they've already
announced a lot of European festivals for 2023, including two dates in Germany for Rock in Park and Rock Am Ring. So if you're over there, go and check them out. And a lot of the festivals for the UK in 2023 have already announced some of their stuff, Sean.
Unbelievable lineups this year at all of the festivals, it seems. First off, we had the Slam Dunk announcement. That was fantastic. A lot of good bands playing there. And then Download came out and brought their lineup out, which seen the return of a band called The Blackout, which, surprisingly, some people were excited to hear about, myself included. So, yeah, that was good. And then 2000 Trees have recently announced some lineups, part of their lineup, so that's cool. Raiders would like to play that again. That's not a hint. Definitely a hint. Because we had a fucking fantastic time here last year, and the podcast, we had a fantastic time with the podcast there as well. So Arctangent have put a lineup up as well, yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
Fucking everybody. And do you know what? Not a fucking bad one. It's not a bad one. It's mental. No.
Summer 2023 is going to be very exciting. I'm looking forward to rediscovering those vibes and seeing loads of different styles of bands at all of these as well. Let us know what festivals you'd like us to go to, and let the festivals know what festivals that you'd like us to be at to record more stuff. Maybe do some live podcast shows and stuff again, because we would like that very much. Tag them and us on social media at Sappening Pod on Twitter and Instagram, maybe TikTok sometimes when we can think of stuff. And just a quick reminder that this podcast in particular and the whole thing wouldn't be possible without our beloved Patreon community at patreon.com/sappening.
Without you guys, this would not be possible. I know we say it every single fucking week, and even on the bonus episodes, we'd still manage to cram it in. But seriously, we couldn't do it without you. So thank you guys very, very much. It means the world to us. Morgan. I don't know, I just called him. Morgan.
Yes,
over,
I'm
over
here.
To Morgan.
I'm still here. No, but
oh,
again.
Sorry. I thought you'd fallen asleep. That's real. Morgan!
It's waking me up. No, enjoyed this very much. I hope we can do something again with these two in the future. Thank you for everyone for listening, and we'll be back every Friday with a new episode, as always. So make sure you're subscribing wherever you listen, and we'll see you next time.
Wee-hee!
Sapnit!
You're listening to Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.